Our deen is perfect, our deen is complete, we have a complete way of life, complete lifestyle. They don't have a religion. Deen Islam is not a religion. Religion is confined to a certain place, certain time. Maybe a Saturday, Sabbath or a Sunday. Deen Islam is for every second, every moment of life. They have a complete way of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a complete success in his complete deen. From day to night, head to toe, a complete way of life, and how to bring this complete way of life into my life. The kamiyabi success for myself, for my family, people of my locality, people in my area, in my country, the continent, the entire humanity, from the day of Qiyamah, how to have a shikr in my heart concept. That I have to be linked to the deen of Allah, to the command of Allah, to the da'at of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now every single person has to understand that Allah is creator. Allah is sustainer. Allah made me, Allah created me. With His qudrat, with His power, with His kun fayakun. Allah did everything for me. Allah does everything for me. Allah will do everything for me. Entire humanity. Allah is the sole provider, sole sustainer. Everything goes back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the person reads this word, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi, we belong to Allah. Our entire life belongs to Allah. Allah Ta'ala made this forehead, Allah made this head to make sajda. Allah made the back to make ruku. Allah made the hands to tie in qiyam. Allah Ta'ala made the eyes to look at the qudrat, to look at the makhluk with rahm and mercy. Allah made the entire existence of man for his ibadah. But he forgot the lesson of ubudiyyah. He forgot the lesson of being the slaves of Allah. To get the sifat in our lives and means of which we can draw the rahmat of Allah. So Muhammad Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that Allah Ta'ala kept kamiyabi to sifat of iman. Success is when we have the sifat and the qualities of iman. The sifat will come and Allah's help will be with the ummah. The qualities will come, Allah's nusrat, Allah's barakat, Allah's rahmat will be with the ummah. Inna Allah ma'al ladheena taqaw. Allah says, though they have taqwa, I am with them. Inna Allah la ma'al muhsineen. Though that they have a good amal, that ihsan in them, Allah says, I am with them. Though that they have qualities of iman, Allah says, I am with them. Allah's help with them. Allah's barakat with them. Allah's rahmat with them. When they move with the path of Allah, Allah's help will move with them. Mawlana al-Qadi rahmatullah alayhi says, إذا مر ولي من الأولياء على قرية. And one friend of Allah moves in the ummah and he passes by a locality. Because he's moving with the dhikr of Allah, with the fikr of deen, the love of deen, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One friend of Allah passes through a locality, he says, even the Ahl Qubur enjoy the rahmat of Allah because of him. So how we can connect ourselves to Allah? The entire ummah can understand. Then even the womb of our mothers is only Allah that designed me. What angle will the eyes, the ears, the nose? We were completely muhtaj. Couldn't do anything. Depended upon Allah. Allah was my designer. Allah was the architect. Allah did the engineering of the brain. Allah did the wiring. My entire digestive system, respiratory system. Allah Himself designed me completely. Why? So when insan comes in this world, he will not forget me. But we came so quickly to this world, and he forgot me. Allah did everything for me. And what do? When it comes to just the ni'mat of Allah, the most we do is we just pick up the morsel of food, put in the mouth. The other Allah Ta'ala says, now you relax. When you need to reveal yourself, I will take care of you. رفع بالنبي من شكر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر يا الله فمهدت الخوف I will drown in your ni'mats and drown in your disobedience also. In ghaflat, I just forgot you. Just forgot. Newly wed, the young boy forgets to send a message to the wife. He says, you forgot me. Why you forgot me? He didn't send one message also. Allah Ta'ala made me, how much I forgot Allah? The word has forgotten Allah. Airport to airport, train station to train station, this, from here to there, everywhere. In ghaflat, negligence, unmindfulness. Forgetting Allah is in control of everything. The entire effort is to link the creation to the Creator. And every moment of my life is Allah. The hands are busy with dunya, but my heart is busy with Allah. The hands are busy with dunya, but my heart is linked to the mischief. This is a life of a believer. رَجْلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ This is how we connect to Allah. We have to work, we have to do some calm. We have to keep busy. Or fitna will stop. Too much spare time and too much of dunya, fitna will stop. Insan has to be kept busy. He's busy with dunya, but he's checking the time. This is Zuhar, this is Asar, this is Maghrib, today is Gash, today is Mulaqa, Zari, What do you put Allah back to give us? Busy with dunya, but the heart is busy with Allah. Making his dunya is making his qabr and akhirat also. Heart is linked to the house of Allah. Allah promises that person. Hands are busy right now. Body is busy with dunya, but he's reserving his seat under the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dariyatya. That person with the heart is linked to the masjid. Allah says he will enjoy the shade of the arsh and dariyatya. So how did sifatun come into my life? Sifat of iman. Allah has been kamyabi success with the sifat and qualities of iman. To be conscious of Allah. To have this pain and dard the heart of the makhluk in creation of Allah. How they can recognize Allah? How they can fall in love with Allah? That Allah made his heart to pump in muhabbat and love. We don't learn to love Allah. We don't learn to love the creator of my wife. I haven't learned to love the creator of my children. Then the love for my wife and children is fake. Is that true love? My wife's love for me, is that true? My children's love for me, is that true? They haven't learned to love Allah, the one that gave me everything. Once we learn to love Allah, the creator of everything. Now I know how much you love the makhluk. How much you give my heart? Now you've given everything. Given the heart also. Given the wealth also. And ulama say, once you give the heart to the makhluk, then the heart will break. Because insan doesn't have human capacity to keep another insan's heart happy 24/7. Doesn't have the capacity. Only Allah Jalla Jalal knows how to keep the heart happy. The creator of the heart. To give our heart back to Allah. We take our heart back from the makhluk, give the heart to Allah. Then Allah will keep the heart happy. And Allah will teach us how to make the makhluk happy. How much to love, how much to give, how much to give. Man a'ata billah, wa mana'a billah. The person will give for the sake of Allah. They will not give for the sake of Allah. Ahabba billah, wa abghada billah. They will love for the sake of Allah. They get angry with the sake of Allah. His iman is perfect. Today we haven't learned how much to give, how much to hold back, how much to love, how much to hate. You have to love Allah first. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, how can I become your beloved? Do you love me? Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, Oh Musa, make me beloved to the creation and become my beloved. Go and tell them about my duty, my power, my qudrat, my jamal, my jalal. Go and tell them about me, you become my beloved. What Allah loves the most, Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised so much. Allah hasn't left it to us to praise Him in our words. Allah taught us in Salah how to praise Him. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alam. Subhana Rabbil Alam. Subhana Rabbil Alam. Allah just leave it to makhluk come with your own praises. Allah taught us via Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam how to praise Him. How to praise Allah. And this is the praise of Allah. Allah will give everything. Person has nothing in his pocket, but he's giving the bayan. Allah is a doer, Allah is a sustainer, Allah is a nourisher. Doesn't know where the drips will come from, but he's saying the right things. Allah will provide, Allah shall provide for him. Because he's praising me. If I am makhluk, he's saying Allah, Allah does, Allah shall do for him. If I am makhluk, he's saying Allah will provide, Allah provide for him. If I am makhluk, he's saying Allah, Allah will solve all problems, Allah says, problem solved for you. Allah loves to be praised. The sifat is to come within us. His qualities of iman. The qualities are such. Allah has said, kamiyabi, success in qualities. This effort is sifat alayn, namely. We're in the path of Allah, we're exchanging sifat and qualities. Look at this tahajjud. Look at this salah. Look at this khidmat. Look at this ta'aleem. Look at this zikr ibadat. We learn sifat and qualities. And we serve in the path of Allah. Allah has kept kamiyabi success in sifat and qualities of iman, not in dunya. Today in time we say, Al-Mahrubi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Har makhluk bukarta hai, mujhko dekh, mujhko dekh. All the creation is saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. Like, subscribe, like, subscribe, upload, download, upload, download. See what I'm doing, see what I'm doing, see what I'm doing. Allah is saying also, look at my documentary. When I upload the sun in the morning. Or shamsi wa duhaha. Look up at the physical translation of Quran Sharif. Allah said, you like documentary, see my documentary. So I'm thinking of the sun, who's doing it? There's no pressing the button, Allah said, I'm doing it too. Just before that, everything was quiet. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ سُبَاتًا. Everything was quiet. Since the sun begins to rise, now inshallah Allah has also mentioned, now the curtains are open, now the phones are ringing, engines are started, children are waking up. Who is doing it? Allah. And the sun rises, it is his peak. Then the afternoon sets in, the sun becomes tired. And the sun begins to set, curtains are drawn, curtains are closed, everything goes quiet, children go to bed. Allah says, who is doing it? Look at my doctor. Look at the sun, look at the moon, how Allah is moving our bodies. Heavenly bodies. Allah is doing everything. To get the sifat of iman within my life. Allah hasn't kept it to dunya. Dunya, a person can move in the world. Can't take his car with him. He has two lounge suites, he can't take the lounge suite with him. For a palatial home, big house, he can't take the house with him. For a business, but in an ayah, they can't take the business with you. So the extent he can't take it, anyway in dunya he can't take it in the qabr also. But his iman and qualities of iman, wherever he will go, his ikram, his khidmat, they will receive. That will attract them towards the deen of Allah. To the extent his sifat will go with him in the qabr also. Then you will answer, ma rabbuk, na iman will come from. Ma deenuk. ماذا تقول في هذا الرجل؟ So this iman is to come in the heart. That my heart is to belong to Allah. Every moment. That Allah becomes everything to me. When I wake up in the morning, don't forget Allah. When I go to sleep, don't forget Allah. Everything has to happen. Inna Allah. La ilaha illallah. Conscious of Allah every moment of my life. This muhabbat, this love, consciousness, ma'rifat of Allah is coming to my heart, every single person. Then ulama say, you see a person disobeying Allah. When you see the makhluk and the disobedience of Allah, then your heart will cry. Why the heart will cry? Ya Allah, if only he knew you, Ya Allah, he would disobey you. Ya Allah, if only he recognized you and loved you, Ya Allah, he would break your command. Ya Allah, how can he not love you? How can the heart be void of your love? How can the heart be void of your marifat? Allah cannot be. Then the secret will come in the heart, Ya Allah, every makhluk must fall in love with you. Every single creation must know you. How can it be that he can eat the ni'mat of Allah but don't take the name of Allah? How can he go to sleep when Allah Ta'ala gives you the sweet sleep but he forgot to take the name of Allah? Allah, how can it happen? Whether my family, my children, the entire creation, how can it be they were just running around and moving around in ghaflat, negligence? They don't know the Creator above them.
But Allah is controlling everything. Allah loves you. Allah wants to give you hidayah. Allah wants everything for you.
Allah
Ilyas Sabri say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that afsos, how sad upon that makhluk, or that insan. His entire life he ate the bounties of Allah and he reached the qabr. But he never recognized the hands that fed him. Entire life he ate, he thanked the never made the effort. Who is there? Who is there? Where did it happen from? This in ghaflat yawasawam, negligence, unmindfulness. Shaykh Abu Hassan says, a life in ghaflat is that life is dead. The entire life he was dead. No zikr of Allah, never recognize Allah, never came to his heart or start to make an effort to look for my Allah. If someone leaves a basket of fruits, a great fruits at my grandmother every morning, I come out and see strawberries, berries, watermelon, mango, and all the fruits. First day I enjoy it, second day I come out again with a basket of fruits. Who's this kind person? Third day, fourth day. Human instinct naturally come into heart. I want to look for this person. Who is this kind person? Every day, eating fruits at my front door. They wake up a bit earlier. Wake up a bit earlier. But I catch the person. I will thank him. Then we didn't get hold of him. Then he says, wake up earlier also. Maybe I'll wake up earlier, I'll find him. Peek through the window, I'll find him. Then we can't get him. The day will come, he will leave his house to go look for the person and find out who is the kind person. Ulama say, there's only one basket of
fruit.
Allah has given me everything. But Allah says, Utrubni tajidi. Oh my bandar, go look for me, you'll find me. Well, look for me, you'll find me. Where to look for Allah? That is why you go in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, I don't know. But I'll find you in this dash. There's 2.5 hours. In that tahajjud, in that masjid, in that tashkil. Ya Allah, I'm coming to look for you. Ya Allah, I'm coming to look for you.
Allah.
So ulama say, you're performing salah also. You're looking for Allah. What is salah, ulama say? You have yaqeen upon iman. The amal of iman. When I'm performing my first salah right now, this is a supreme command of Allah, addressed to me, leave everything and stand before me. And I'm saying the first salah right now, fulfilling a farz of Allah upon me. The ulama say, when I'm standing before Allah right now, I'm fulfilling the command of Allah that is addressed to me, I want you to do nothing else besides this. When the banda said of Allah was standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in salah, then the ulama say, it is impossible, impossible, that he's standing before Allah, fulfilling the farz of Allah, and Allah will destroy his dunya, it will never happen. It will never happen. Allah will take care of his dunya. He's fulfilling the farz of Allah right now. And then what to have in his heart and his mind? Allah, I'm fulfilling the farz of yours right now to the best of my ability. And then when he comes out from ruku, when he comes out from ruku, Allah made my back for ruku. When he goes to sajda, then to say to Allah and to himself in his heart, Ya Allah, I'm coming down, submitting to you with happy heart. Ya Allah, I'm happy to come down. Ya Allah, I'm happy to come down. I'm coming willingly, happily to put my head down to you and nobody else. My head only belongs to you and no one else. Not to my dunya, not to my shop, not to my business, not to my family. Ya Allah, this head is only for you. I'm coming down happily, willingly, not by force. Then see how we'll enjoy that namaz. Then become salah. I don't become up from salah. Then ulama said that iman al-ladhat will come when the sweetness of iman will come in the heart. When the sweetness of iman will come in the heart, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. See imam fi wujuhihim min athari sujood. You will see the effects of sajda on the forehead. When halawat iman will come, when the effects of iman will come in the heart, the fruits of that will be when you go into sajda, I don't become up. When I go into sajda, I make a muhabbat with Allah, I don't become up. I'm enjoying my salah. This is sifat al-iman. This is a da'wah to give to the entire creation. Allah made you belong to Allah, become the slave of Allah. Become the real slave of Allah. Maqami abdiyat ulama qalit. This is the highest stage. Maqami abdiyat. Alhamdulillah, alladhi unzala ala abdihi. Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah calls Nabi alayhi salatu salam my slave. To read myself, was my reality? Allah is my supreme master. Allah is my real master. And I am the fake slave. Allah make me real. It is why I go in the path of Allah. I bring the performance, Allah make me a real slave. And I enjoy myself being the slave of Allah and nobody else's. Not of my dunya, not of my family, not of my car, not of my status, not of my business. Allah, I'm only your slave and nobody else's. And this is my pride. This is my enjoyment. Right now, I'm a fake slave. My salah, I don't know what is real, what is haqiqi. Salah to you is fake, Allah, you teach me. And dhikr also is fake, Allah, you teach me. It was a pious slave, it belonged to a master. And every day after salah to Isha, he would tell his master, oh, my master, give me permission to leave. I will come back in the morning. And I will give you one gold coin. Allow me to leave at night. And the master would allow him to leave. Every morning he would return and he would give his master one gold coin. After some time, the master, the thought came to his mind, what is he doing at night? Is he stealing? Is he working with somebody else? Is my time? So the master follows him. He's a part of the pious thief. He sees him taking his musalla on his arm, enters the local qabristan, graveyard, he goes to one corner, opens his musalla, Allahu Akbar, and he starts his journey. The muhabbat of Allah. The ma'rifat of Allah. The entire night in salah. And just before the break of dawn, tahajjud ends. Then he stands up and he raises his hands. And he says, oh, my supreme master, my real master, give me a gold coin for my fake master. And the sky one, the latter says to him, a gold coin drops in his hand. Real slavery, what he was enjoying in the latter. But the master waited there. The master waited there. There was a slave left, it was Fajr time. But in his salah way, he was moving in the love of Allah. The ma'rifat of Allah. It was real salah, real iman. What he was enjoying, he was enjoying biryani also, and nihari and tarai. He was enjoying his salah. Jaruku, sitta. When the master leaves the qabristan, he sees some horse riders. So he asks, where am I right now? So where are you from? From a certain place. He says, that place is two months' journey from here. Where are you moving in Zamas? Where you doing the love of Allah? So he asks him, how do I get back to my locality? He says, go back where you come from and spend the night there. So he goes back. And nightfall after Isha, he sees the slave coming again. Musalla in his hand. Allahu Akbar. Qum fa'andir. Stands up. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ This is تَدْبِيرْ And now he starts his Qur'an tilawat. Starts his Qur'an tilawat. Allah ku Qur'an sunana. Make Allah kala hiya wa Qur'an tilawat. Just before the break of dawn, he raises his hands. Oh my supreme master, give me a gold coin, my fake master. The coin drops in his hand. The master gets excited. The slave turns to his side and he sees the master sitting there. There is now my real master. And now our affair has come out of muhabbat and love. The fake master knows about it. I take me unto you. Take me unto you and he drops in the love of Allah. How can you put it? I will serve my people. Tell your maqloob to know Allah. How can you lead their life without doing what Allah is? There is no life. There is no life. Now you will eat. Now you know my life. When I went to sleep, I go to smile. Allah put me to sleep. I woke up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, ladhi a'tani fi jasadi. Sunnah dua. Alhamdulillah, ladhi a'tani fi jasadi. All praise due to my Allah, who has given me sound health in my body. Yalla, I woke up. There's no peace now. There's no next place. And totally, alhamdulillah, al-afiyah. وَرَدَّ عَلَيَّ رُوحِي. Allah has returned my roof to me also. وَأَذْنَ لِي بِذِكْرِهِ. Allah has given me permission to make a dhikr. Allah has given me a time to make a dhikr. Allah, shukr to you. His entire day will become Allah. Let him tell the makhluk about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah has given us a beautiful effort, my dear brothers, to go and learn how to speak about Allah, how to fall in love with Allah, how to reduce Allah to the creation and the makhluk. And go and tell them about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's 4 months is for this. We learn the love of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, the reliance upon Allah, the tawakkul upon Allah. So my life becomes a real life, not a fake life. Otherwise my life is fake. I don't know what I'm living for. My wife doesn't know what she's living for. So ulama say, go and sit down with the family, with the wife and children, and ask the wife, what's the need of your life? What are you here with me for? What do you want from me? What are you together for? Have you made the need of your life? What is the need of your life to recognize my Allah? Have you made that need? Have I made that need? We are just living together. Bring up children, get them married, settle them down. Our journey of life is over. So what is the need of our life? Sit down with the family. Which direction you are going right now? You have a complete syllabus, da'wah to the home, ta'alim, ta'alim, zikr, ibadah, khidmat. All the ruhani amal. This was found in every home in Madinah to Manawah. The zebra of deen is to bring back the ummah to that level of deen. The sharam al-haya, modesty, taqwa, iman, amal. You see, even the playing of the children of Madinah, Manawah, of Sahaba, Iqram, even the playing was deen also. Somebody asked Hajj Abdul Hattab, rahmatullah alayh, then when will the revolution happen in the world, that every home will come to deen? So many they are not moving in the path of Allah. When will it happen? Hadith has mentioned, when the little boy that is playing in the street outside, and in our terms, so to say, when he will bring the mattress for the goal, he will say, Allah did it. Allah did it. Then he'll make a fight. The way he learned that from the lap of his mother. He learned it from the lap of his mother. When the deen will come in the home to the maswarat and the children, and they'll speak this in the street that Allah is doing it. The Hazrat would say, that in the Sahaba Ikram, the children of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they would meet and they would ask one another, but who's your father? Today Allah forgive the ummah. When it comes to our children, when they go to school in the morning, they hardly recognize one another. But the car you come in. This class, that class, Bukhari is a big man. Bukhari is a big man. For this degree, that degree. Then the ummah now, he drops so low. Please, the Quran is how to come with him. Please, to school. Ashab radiallahu anhu, how they recognize that young Sahabi will ask that Sahabi, who's the father? The father is a Badri, Allah. The father is a Badri. The father is Muhammad, who was in Khandaq, who was in Tabuk, who was in Musa. They say, when the ummah will come back to that time, when the children will say, my father is a 4 month, subhanAllah. It's every year 4 months. Funaka was every year. When the children will just start speaking like this, revolution will take place. Who's ready for this idea? Who's ready to give our names? Ready for that revolution? Allah, bring me in my life, my children's life. You only need